Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 28, The Potter Makes Everything. Nobody messed with Johannes Nees and got away with it. Or maybe he just had a peculiar sense of humor. For example, once upon a time, a minister invited Johannes to lunch to discuss an order of dishes the minister wanted, to be adorned with pious sayings. Johannes arrived promptly, but was kept waiting for 2 hours. One of the plates finally delivered read, "I have never been in a place where people eat their dinner so late, anno in the year 1812. Enigmas, or inside jokes, defined much of late 18th and early 19th century Bucks and Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, Germanic tulip wares. Flowers, people, and animals that no sane person could ever tire of looking at were paired with commentary, maybe or maybe not arcanely reflecting religious sentiments around the rim. A plate with a beautiful peacock surrounded by vined flowers made by Georg Hubner, active 1785 to 1798, read, "Surely no hawk will seize this bird because the tulips bend over it. The kraut is well pickled but badly greased. Master Cook." Other oddities included, "I am very much afraid my naughty daughter will get no man." Henry Rodebuth, 1813. Or, "Early in the morning I fry a sausage in sour gravy." Michael Skoll, circa 1811. Or, "To consume everything in gluttony and intemperance before my end makes a just testament." Jakob Skoll. German emigration beginning in the 1680s brought a well-developed sgraffito style with copper-green highlights, unlike its English counterparts, to the area. But the late 18th century uniquely American development of the fruit pie caused an explosion in decorated dishes. Dishes by Johannes Nees, sometimes spelled N-E-E-S-Z, or N-A-S-E, or N-E-S-Z, as on his 1867 gradestone, stood out. He experimented with black backgrounds for his sgraffito. He combined sgraffito with colored slips. More importantly, he carried sgraffito beyond just pie plates, the purview of most other tulipware potters in the area, and onto all sorts of thrown works, from tea sets to pickle jars, shaving basins, and more. Others previously had dallied with this. Others since would go further. But Johannes purposefully pushed the boundaries of what was possible in tulipware. That last point is a godsend for modern redware potters. It's how we justify our interpretive drift of splashing sgraffito onto just about anything. Because of Johannes, we can substitute historically accurate for, well, this is what I prefer to do. Johannes Nees might respond with another popular sgraffito adage. Out of earth, with understanding, the potter makes everything. Thanks for listening. And until next time, Remember that proverb inscribed across an old 1796 tulipware pie plate. Luck or misfortune is every morning our breakfast fare.